Audio Service, National Radio Club.
This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 2006. This is issue number 250, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service, and my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you live in the United States of America or Canada would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org, and you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. And now you can also sign up to e-dxn.com. That's EDX News. And you can get your DX Audio Service downloaded to your iPod player and have a ball. Well, we're going to have a ball as this starts off a brand new year for the DX Audio Service. So let's start it off with Bill Hale.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for January 2006. And first of all, we wish a happy new year to one and all. First of all, call letter changes on 575 kilohertz in Tamuning, Guam. A new station has taken the call of KTKB. On 1230, a new station in Glasgow, Kentucky, they've chosen WWKU for their call. Also on 1230, this one in Florence, South Carolina, the old WOLS, their new call WTIX. Remember, last month, the station in New Orleans gave up that call. 1240, a new station in Whitefish, Montana, KSAM is their call. By the way, they're a new station that's been granted 400 watts day and night, non-directional. 1250, KPJC in Paris, Texas has changed their call to KZHN. 1280, KUYL, Stockton, California, their new call KWSX. 1310, KOCR in Joplin, Missouri has changed to KZRC. 1370, a new station in Newport, Washington, has chosen KPWL for their call sign. 1440, WMKM in Inkster, Michigan, they're changed to WRJD. 1480, WNBX in Springfield, Vermont, their new call WCFR. And finally, this month, 1540, WSKT in Martinsville, Indiana, their new call WMYJ. CP's on the air during the past month on 810 KLDC Brighton, Colorado. Program test authority has been granted for U4, 2200 watts during the day and 430 watts at night. They've moved up from 800. 920 KBAD in Las Vegas, Nevada. Their construction permit for U2, 5000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night is on the air, changing from U4. On 1160 WOYE in St. Cloud, Florida, program test authority has been granted for U4, 2,500 watts daytime, 500 watts at night. 1250 WNEM in Bridgeport, Michigan, program test authority has been granted to increase day and night power levels to become U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 1,100 watts at night, along with a city of license change from Bay City. 1260 WWVT in Christiansburg, Virginia, their CP for U1, 5,000 watts during the day, 25 watts at night, is now on. 1480 KLVL in Pasadena, Texas, program test authority has been granted to increase the daytime power after adding a tower to their array of two. KLVL is now U4, 3,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. And WCKD 1490 in Lebanon, Tennessee, that new station has been granted program test authority for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. Their address, according to the FCC, is 1617 Lebanon Road, Nashville, Tennessee, 37210. Well, grants to existing facilities, WUNO 630 in San Juan, Puerto Rico, has been granted U4, 5,000 watts day and night, changing from U3. 710 WEGG Rose Hill, North Carolina, a CP has been granted to increase their power to become 2,500 watts daytime only, non-directional, and the 2,500 watts during critical hours. WAIT 820 Willow Springs, Illinois, city of license change from Chicago. 920 WGKA Atlanta, Georgia. CP has been granted to increase day power to become U1 14,000 watts daytime and 490 watts at night. 950 WCTN Potomac Cabin John, Maryland. CP has been granted to decrease their night power to become U4 2,500 watts during the day and 39 watts at night. 960 WZRH Dallas, North Carolina. They've been granted a CP to increase their daytime power to become 10,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 970 WTBF in Troy, Alabama. CP has been granted for U1, 5,000 watts daytime, 45 watts at night. 980 KKMS in Eagan, Minnesota. CP has been granted for a power decrease to become U4, 3,500 watts day and night, along with a city of license change from Richfield, Minnesota. 1030 WONQ in Oviedo, Florida. CP has been granted to increase the daytime power. They'll now be 45,000 watts during the day, 1,700 watts at night, U4. 1080 WHOO in Kissimmee, Florida. They're licensed for 10,000 watts directional daytime only. They had a CP to increase their daytime power and to add critical hours authorization as 19,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts during critical hours with two different patterns. They then applied for 2,700 watts during the day, 2,000 watts at night, and 4,000 watts during critical hours with three different patterns with a city of license change to Winter Park, Florida. They then applied, stay tuned, there's more coming. They then applied for their application for an amendment to the CP, adding night service, which has been granted. So when operational, WHOO will be 19,000 watts during the day, 190 watts at night, and 10,000 watts critical hours from Kissimmee. That's with three different patterns. 1090 WILD, Boston, Massachusetts. A CP has been granted to reduce power to become 4,800 watts during the day, 1,900 watts critical hours, non-directional. 1110 WTBQ, Warwick, New York. CP has been granted to increase power to become 500 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 1150 WAVO, Rock Hill, South Carolina. They've been granted a CP to increase the daytime power to become 5,000 watts during the day, 59 watts at night, non-directional. 1170 KUGT, Jackson, Missouri. They've been granted a CP to add night service. When operational, they'll be 250 watts during the day, 5 watts at night, all non-directional. 1180 WSQR, Sycamore, Illinois. A CP has been granted to move here to 1180 from 1560 with 900 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 1190 WIXE, Monroe, North Carolina. They've been granted a CP to add night service and increase critical hours power. When operational, WIXE will become 5,000 watts during the day, 70 watts at night, and 5,000 watts during critical hours, all non-directional. 1210 CKWA, Slave Lake, Alberta, has been granted to leave the AM band and move 92.7 MHz with 5,100 watts ERP. CKWA 1210 is Slave Lake's only broadcast facility. 1220 KNTS, Palo Alto, California, a CP has been granted to increase day and night power levels from a new four-tower site. When operational, KNTS will become 50,000 watts day and night with two different patterns. 1300 KSET, Lumberton, Texas. The CP has been granted to change their city of license from Silsby. KSET remains 500 watts daytime only, non-directional. 1310 WHEP, Foley, Alabama. A CP has been granted to add night service. Once operational, they'll become 2,500 watts during the day, 43 watts at night, non-directional. 1320 WJAS in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A CP has been granted to increase their day power and relocate the day site to become 7,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night with two different patterns. WJAS is losing the current day-night site, which has always been rented from the city of Pittsburgh, as the lease will not be renewed. A separate application moving the night facility is being prepared. 1350 CKDO in Oshawa, Ontario. A CP has been granted to move to 1580 with 10,000 watts day and night with two patterns. The move was possible when CHUC 1450 moved to FM instead of using their CP to move to 1580. This, of course, was the frequency for 50 kilowatt CBJ before they moved to FM some years ago. 1370 KGEN, Tulare, California. A CP has been granted for 710 watts during the day, 72 watts at night, non-directional, from the antenna of KGEN-FM. The station has a pending application for 3,800 watts during the day, 111 watts at night, directional daytime only, from the transmitter site of KQEQ 1210, along with the city of license change to Sanger, California. 1420 WGAS, South Gastonia, North Carolina. CP has been granted to add nighttime service as U1, 500 watts during the day and 41 watts at night. KTNO 1440, University Park, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, has been granted a CP to increase the daytime power to become 50,000 watts during the day, 350 watts at night, utilizing two patterns. 1450 KGFF Shawnee, Oklahoma, they've been granted a CP to lower their daytime power from a new taller tower. When operational, KGFF will become 560 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, non-directional. 1470 KUOL in San Marcos, Texas, a CP has been granted for this silent station to increase the day power and move to a new two-tower site. When built and operational, KUOL will become 500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, two different patterns. 1490 KRNR in Roseburg, Oregon. The CP has been granted to relocate the transmitter, which is the site of KQEN 1240. KRNR will remain 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1500 KBRN in Burney, Texas. The CP has been granted for 1,900 watts during the day, 15 watts at night, directional during the days. If you remember, KBRN applied to increase the day power and add night service, which was initially dismissed by the FCC. They appealed the ruling, which was again turned down, but they submitted another set of engineering data, which now has been accepted and approved. John Bowker relates that this station was once knocked off the air due to a snake mixing it up in their transmitter. 1540 WJJT, Jellicoe, Tennessee, CP has been granted to add night operation. The new facilities will be 1,000 watts during the day, 1 watt at night, 500 watts during critical hours, all non-directional. 1580 WBCP Urbana, Illinois has been granted a CP to lower their day and night power levels as they increase the height of their tower to accommodate a height increase for WLRW-FM, which shares the tower. When operational, WBCP will become U1, 135 watts during the day and 6 watts at night. One license cancellation during the past month, KHOS 980 in Sonora, Texas has had its license revoked and those call letters are now deleted. Applications from new stations, there have been quite a few of them during the past couple of months. We haven't passed these along, but just to give you an idea of the work that the FCC is doing trying to sort out these things, 690 Tyndall, South Dakota, 800 Brandon, Oregon, 820 Masonboro, North Carolina, 830 Hilliard, Florida, 920 in Quantico, Virginia, 1030 in Maxwell Air Force Base, Alabama, and La Grande, Oregon, 1190 Juneau, Alaska and Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 1220 in Escanaba, Michigan, 1240 in Kahului, Hawaii, I hope I pronounced that right, 1260 in Ketchikan, Alaska, 1280 in Petersburg, Alaska, 1280 in Keauhou, Hawaii, 1300 in Fairbanks, Alaska, 1310 in Bakersfield, California, 1320 in Santa Maria, California, and another one up in Merlin, Oregon, 1350 in Geistown, Pennsylvania, 1400 in Columbia Falls, Montana, and Tonopah, Nevada, and also Anthony, Texas applied for 1400. Wasilla, Alaska has applied for 1430. 1450 applications include Cameron, Arizona, Catalina, Avalon, California, Lake City, Florida, and Lovelock, Nevada. On 1470, Soldotna, Alaska has applied for a new station, 1480 in Wink, Texas, 1490 in Del Norte, Colorado and Casper, Wyoming, 1520 in Merlin, Oregon, on 1530 Billings, Montana and Mantua, Utah, on 1550 Blanchard, Louisiana and Alpine, Texas, on 1560 Mills, Wyoming, on 1580 Shasta Lake City, California, on 1590 Op, Alabama and Paradise, Nevada, and on 1600 Billings, Montana. My bet is that most of those applications will just be thrown out. Well, reported as silent this past month, WBSL 1190, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, WTKN 1230, Corinth, Mississippi, WQPM 1300, Princeton, Minnesota, WNDA 1490 in DeLand, Florida, WSRF Fort Lauderdale, Florida on 1580, and also on 1580 WNPZ, Knoxville, Tennessee. Reported to have returned to the airwaves, KUHD 1150 in Port Neches, Texas, with a Spanish CHR format, WNUZ 1240, Talladega, Alabama, WMDR Augusta, Maine on 1340, KLCL 1470, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and WSKT 1540, Martinsville, Indiana, simulcasting WCBK 102.3 with their country format. One fine reported this past month, WIRV 770 Cedar Bluff, Virginia, has been fined $500 for their failure to maintain their public inspection file. Well, Stan Morse checks in with word that WSMN 1590 Nashua, New Hampshire, began simulcasting WSNH 900 with ESPN Sports in late November. Word in from Ernie Wesolowski via Bill Dvorak is that KYDZ 1180 Bellevue, Nebraska, which is Omaha, has gone silent as of January 1st, a rare occasion where the X-band station predecessor actually has left the air, clearing the airwaves just a bit. Beginning in 1984, the station has been KNPE, KKAR, KOIL, and KYDZ. Well, thanks to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, and Dean McIntyre for tidbits of news and info this month. Well, that's all from here. Here's hoping everyone on the DX Audio Service had a great Christmas and their stocking over the mantle included at least one piece of radio gear. Time now for the first of several segments highlighting station IDs on 950. So off we go to Sun City Center, Florida, and John Balker for the January edition of The Travel Log. Good DX, everyone.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale. Happy New Year, Bill, and to everybody on the DX Audio Service.
And I sure hope you had as great a holiday season at your house as we did at ours. It was wonderful down here.
National Radio Club.
Now, today we're going to be starting the regional channel 950 kilohertz on the Travelogue.
And the thing I love about 950 and a handful of other frequencies is, at least where I am in Florida, you never know what you're going to hear at night on 950.
Now, historically speaking, because this is a regional channel, no station operating at 950 on the dial was allowed to go above 5,000 watts, and most stations couldn't even get that much power licensed because of geographic considerations. But lots of things have changed in the past two or three decades.
And as far as the 5,000-watt power limit, well, let's see, we have WWJ, we have KJR, both of those in rather major metropolitan areas operating at 50,000 watts. And now we've got one in South Carolina operating at 10,000 watts. So you can see these regional channels are indeed being broken up. Maybe we'll get Mark Durenberger to do his next series on regional channels in addition to the clear channels being broken up. We'll see. Well, let's get started, and we'll head up to the northeast corner of the United States. The only station in New England at 950 on the dial is in Boston.
And when I first started tuning around the radio dials from my home in Vermont, I knew this station as WORL. And with new management, they changed call letters once or twice, and we have it for you today as WROL.
As we begin the January 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Good morning, New England. This is radio station WROL Boston, owned and operated by the Cotter Broadcasting Company. WROL broadcasts in a frequency of 950 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission.
Just going down my notes, we have 25 or 30 station breaks from WROL. That one was from Bob Rathbun. And Bob, thanks much. It was 14 years ago you recorded that sign-on for us. And we have, let's see, Mark Strickert and Ron Clark. And Bruce Conti sent us one just a decade ago showing an Irish program. But the interesting thing, 1948, that was the station that decided to compete with Martin Block's Make-Believe Ballroom. Well, I have an ad right here, a full-page ad in Radio Annual. The Million Dollar Ballroom, it's called. They've done it again. Back in the 1930s, they had introduced the 920 Club, back when they were at 920 on the dial, before the Narva move up from 920 to 950. But to me, the most interesting thing is that WROL and its predecessors have always been just a daytime-only station. Some of these stations just have a fascinating history, I have to tell you.
Okay, let's move across the Hudson River now.
You're in the center of everything at New York 95, WHVW.
The music you remember, WHVW.
Welcome to Tuesday. You're on New York 95, WHVW in Hyde Park.
Now, that cut was recorded in 1993, but if you go back to 1981, for about 1 year, that station sounded more like this.
Now 20 seconds will allow our local stations to identify themselves.
This is 3WI, WWWI Hyde Park, your official New York Yankees radio station.
Okay, we will leave the banks of the Hudson River at this point and the little town of Hyde Park, and we'll continue up to the central part of New York State with our dials glued to 950, to the hometown of Xerox and Eastman Kodak.
Is waiting somewhere for me.
The memory station is 950 AM, WBBF, Rochester, a Heritage Media Corporation station. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm David Hull.
Now that's the way the 950 signal in Rochester sounded in 1994. In 1998, we were back in town and heard this.
My name is Sid Mark. Sleep warm.
This is AM 950 WEZO Rochester, your station for great songs and great memories.
CNN Radio News. I'm Bob Wicked.
And, of course, these days in Rochester, 950 is identified as WROC, a call sign that moved down from, what, 1280 a few years back? And you could also tell that we were not close to downtown Rochester when we made that recording. In fact, apparently we were a bit too far east. That is, too close to Utica.
The Mohawk Valley's Big Talk. News Radio 950. WIBS Utica, Rome.
CBS News. I'm Charlotte Burke, live at the Republican National Convention in New York.
Well, okay, Charlotte, you go to New York, and I'll tell you what, our travelogue street directory takes us next out into the center part of Pennsylvania. Right near Johnstown, Pennsylvania, is a tiny, teeny community called Barnesboro. It's so small it isn't on any Rand McNally road atlases. But it does have a zip code, I can tell you. And are they proud of their community? Listen.
The Cambria Radio Network, AM 950 WNCC,
Barnesboro.
Northern Cambria and AM 1580 WRDD, Evansburg.
Well, Clark Ingram picked up that little dandy, but you never hit a little guy and leave him down, so we went back and here's another of their IDs.
Serving coal country, WNCC, Barnesboro.
We're going to swing around and come back east now in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and tune in a station in Philadelphia. Now, during the Culpsville, Pennsylvania convention of the National Radio Club just 4 months ago, this station was all the talk around the convention because they were about to change from their many decade-long format in the city of brotherly love. Here's how they used to sound.
The station of the stars, WPEN, Philadelphia.
9 o'clock.
86 degrees now in Newtown Square as the holiday picnic winds down.
Well, apparently a lot of things wound down for WPEN because they switched from their all-music format over to all-sports radio. In fact, they have a 3-year deal worked out with the Philadelphia Phillies now. Now, this station's been operating with 5,000 watts day and night, and I see they now have a construction permit to go up to 21,000 watts at night, and from a new transmitter location slightly to the northwest of where their daytime transmitter site is located. Anyway, we don't have a cut from them because that all happened after we left Culpsville, and we'll pick them up next year for you. Okay. Well, off we go on this 940 travelogue to our nation's capital.
Today's sacred sound. WCTN Potomac, Cabin John.
Now, those two communities are kind of interesting because neither of them is incorporated. And that means they don't have a mayor or town clerk or any politicians whatsoever. They're right at the edge of the district in the park section, and you can tell that because they have a Maryland address. And that station today is broadcasting in the Spanish language. So we will head across the Potomac River at this point, heading south into the state capital of Virginia.
Richmond for over four decades. AM 950, WXGI, Richmond.
NBC Radio News. Members of the 103rd Congress were sworn in today.
Don League picked that one up for us back in 1989. And more recently, just a year or so ago, Josh Owens was down in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Happy New Year to you. We're the Piedmont's Inspiration Station, AM 950 WPET Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, and your hometown.
USA Radio Network News, this is Ron Jenkins.
And here's another one.
First phone on your dial, WPET.
Now, the interesting thing about this next station, in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, it's not far from Myrtle Beach and all those nice places along the coast, is that it broke the 5,000-watt regional channel limit a long time ago. They're now operating at 10,000 watts from Monk's Corner.
I'm live.
AM 950, WMCJ, Monk's Corner, Lincolnville.
Well, now, before we get too critical of the station at Monk's Corner, that was recorded from about 60 miles away on Interstate 95 back a good 10 years ago. Now, 2 years ago, Linda and I happened to be driving over that way closer to Monk's Corner, and we got this.
And it's one of those allegations that is taken as whole cloth. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
This is the Lowcountry's better choice for talk. Talk Radio 950, WWJK, Monk's Corner, Charleston, a Kirkman Broadcasting Station.
War in Iraq. This is a CNN Radio special report. I'm Harry Beadle.
Now, the particularly discerning listener will recognize there was also a change of call letters during those 8 years. Linda and I, on the way to Culpsville this past August, drove within 5 miles of Monk's Corner, and guess what?
950 the team. WPTK. Monk's Corner, Charleston. A service of Kirkman Broadcasting.
Curveball hit in the air to left field. That's deep. Back goes Gonzalez onto the track. Looking off, and it's out of here! Victor Diaz, it's a home run into the seats in left field.
And just think, baseball will be with us again in about 3 months. Well, it looks like with an eye on the clock, we're going to be moving from the low country of South Carolina to the desert of Utah. Mark Durenberger is next. See you next month, everybody. Mark, it's all yours.
Thanks, John, and Happy New Year, everyone, as we begin another year of band scans for the DX Audio Service. Mark Durenberger checking in as part of your motley crew of merry audio editors. We've been out in the Utah desert on one end or the other of our 3,000-foot beverage antenna, and we've been looking for the regular gang of predictable signals and, wherever possible, bringing you some new catches. So for this new year, let's hope for some new catches. Back to work where we left off last year. 780, like 720, is one of those channels where we might expect competitive signals from east and west, Chicago and Reno. Here's Chicago at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, antenna looking east, unperturbed by Denver IBOC, which is two channels away.
Get traffic and weather together on the 8th every 10 minutes on News Radio 780 WBBM.
First, fast, the news you need now. Streaming live at WBBM780.com. This
This is Chicago's all-news station. News Radio 780 WBBM AM Chicago. An Infinity Broadcasting Station.
Coming up in the next half hour, floodwaters in New Orleans may not get pumped out of some areas until the middle of next week. The update just ahead from CBS. Bond denied for two people accused of running a meth lab in a West Side apartment.
At 9 p.m. bi-directional, we're hearing both. Chicago, of course, should be primary because Reno is directing its 50-kilowatt signal away from Chicago and away from us. But you'll hear the Reno ID buried under the weather conditions in Chicago.
And Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton visits Chicago to address the American Bar Association. In sports, the Cubs lose to the Mets in New York 6-1. The White Sox beat Seattle 3-1 at the Cell. The Bears play their first exhibition game of the season tomorrow night against Miami in the Hall of Fame game. AccuWeather says clear overnight, low of 66. Tomorrow partly sunny, hot, humid, with a high of 90 degrees. Right now 77 at the lakefront, 79 at O'Hare. CBS News is next. It's 10 o'clock.
And that takes us to 810, our next 1B frequency. At night, KGO and WGY are allowed 50 kilowatts, Schenectady non-directional, San Francisco up and down the coast. But there's a good deal of activity across the middle of the country as well, notably WHB's 5,000 watts in Kansas City. Though they like to make a lot more out of it, don't they?
You're listening to the most powerful sports station in the country. Sports Radio 810, WHB Kansas City, power of sport.
By the way, as we've previously noted, the three primary stations on 810 are all three-letter calls, WGY, WHB, and KGO. Mark Dernberger at the DX Audio Service Desert Outpost. It's dead quiet out here, except for the occasional lonely yell of the coyote. We share the environment with antelope, the occasional wild mustang, sand flies, a few birds, and a lot of radios. Well, we didn't bother with Dallas. WBAP was lighting 11 of our 10 signal-strength LEDs. So that took us to 8:30, and now we're getting into IBOC country again, this time from KOA in Denver, where once you heard us bring you WCCO like a local station out here, here's 8:30 during KOA IBOC at KOA IBOC switch time.
Twin Cities and the Upper Midwest. Today's 830 WCCO. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
WCCO. Later, however, signal's good. But here's something I don't think I've ever heard happen at that station. It is a sign of what has been happening inside that station over the past couple of years. I'm a veteran WCCO watcher, and I've never heard this before.
Let's pause here for station identification. You're listening to Minnesota Twins Baseball. Final game of the year tomorrow, Twins and Tigers. 12 noon inside Twins with Twins general manager Terry Ryan. 12:30 the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch, Santana against Roberts.
Here's 8:40 just before KOA IBOC drop. Coach Channel already quite obvious over WHAS. And later, as the path to the west opens up, as predicted by the NRC Night Pattern Book, Las Vegas easily takes over Louisville.
From around the corner to around the world, Las Vegas is number one source.
Here's AM 840 KXNT, North Las Vegas.
CBS News, I'm Bill Fitka.
Reporting is a terrific job.
Journalist Peter Jennings, the anchor of ABC World News Tonight, has died in Manhattan.
Another byproduct of IBOC is the noise it adds to the IBOC station's own main channel. And that noise level is added to what once might have been a very quiet analog signal. depends on how well both the station's sidebands match. Anything disturbing the linearity of the station's reception will add noise to the main signal. KOA is a very well-engineered station, and everything leaves the tower in a linear fashion. But propagation can mess up the signal. And if it isn't linear when it gets to the receiver, why, the IBOC actually degrades the main channel. Listen to the hiss level from IBOC change with typical variations in reception condition. We're monitoring KOA. You'll note the actual station audio doesn't change, only the hiss level in relation to the voice. KOA during daytime IBOC, the hiss generated by the digital signal.
The Pentagon has been involved in domestic law enforcement. Indeed, defense officials continue to stress that they intend for the troops to play a largely supporting role in homeland emergencies. But the new plans provide what several senior officers acknowledge is the likelihood the military will have to take charge, in my estimation, of a biochemical nuclear attack in any of the 50 states. The Department of Defense is best positioned and will take the lead, said one source who has drafted this. The military again devised its first ever war plan for domestic terror attacks. It's quite an exhaustive report from what I have seen. And again, I hope my sources are right. I hope this is coming in the newspaper. Otherwise, Drudge is going to look like a fool.
On the other side of 850, we take a look at 860, Pittsburgh, Kansas, again at KOA IBOC switch time.
Jim Ed Brown, and you're listening to Classic Country and More. 860 AM, KKOW, Pittsburgh, Joplin.
I'm Sharon Middleman. Discovery is getting ready to come home.
Here's 870 to the east, New Orleans. This was from our August de-expedition, so it was pre-Katrina.
From the heart of the Crescent City, this is an Entercom communication station, the big 870 WWL New Orleans, the news, talk, and sports leader. The CEM Network is pleased to present Ronald L. Dart.
No interference to WWL 870 from KOA. In fact, almost everywhere we listen, with a couple of exceptions, notably 830, the IBOC interference was primarily to the first adjacent channels. There's a station on 870 in eastern Colorado, by the way, surprising to me. I would think they'd be pretty close to 850, but there it is, KJMP, simulcasting the Jack format from Pierce, Colorado.
Denver.
Let's finish the job.
105.5 Jack FM.
Take a look at my girlfriend. The only one I got.
And late that night, as we listened westward on 870, we were able to pull up KRLA Pasadena, though you'll have to listen carefully. There's not much power there, and the signal is pointed away from us, as is the signal from Nevada on 870. You'll hear the two, KRLA, beating with the Spanish station in North Las Vegas. Mark Dernberger at the DX Audio Service Desert Beverage site. 5 or 6 miles away, I can see the car lights on Interstate 70. Over my shoulder, the afterglow of sunset on a clear desert night is a sight that I feel privileged to share. The sky is bathed in a purple-pink rosy glow, and because we're in a flat part of the country in this open plain, we have a nearly 180-degree visibility. As it gets darker, you think the air is filling with mist, but it's not, because if you look to the south some 40 miles, you can clearly see the hulking mass of the LaSalle Mountains standing watch over this very peaceful scene. Late night reception on 880 with the antenna looking both ways. Nothing much from the west, and of course that means it'll be swamped by Lexington's 50 kilowatts from the east.
You're listening to the Midnight Hour on the Midnight Trucking Radio Network, brought to you exclusively by Castrol's Texan Extra, oil for trucks that work.
Coming up on 1 o'clock in the morning in the Central Time Zone, 12 midnight Mountain Time, this is KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Gil Fox, and it is a very sad night at ABC. ABC anchor Peter Jennings has died.
Nice pipes for late night radio. Earlier that same day, late afternoon, we looked west on 890 for St. George, Utah.
Thousands of dollars. Make a smart move. Red Hill Suzuki. We make it easy.
And it's based on 72 months at 3.9% OAC.
News Talk 890, KPXU, St. George, a Bonneville station.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. As the Big Easy tries to dry off, Southern California tries to cool off, but it's just the start of the wildfire season, and so far it's been wild.
And later, after KDXU changes pattern.
Weekdays or weekends, don't you deserve some credit with the experience and package at the Ritz-Carlton Chicago? Call 800-330-2917. What will you remember this summer?
Continuing with our 1A and 1B frequencies, we jump to 1000 KXRB as expected at 10 p.m. in Sioux Falls, but without a station break, and they're mixing with KTOK Oklahoma City.
That's right, I'm in a hurry, just don't know why. Alabama here on today's KX to be kicking off 10 o'clock hour. Here's new music from Van Zandt. Help somebody.
Looking to the west, this one's kind of tough, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear Como coming in off the corner of the antenna.
You're listening to ABC News, and we hear Como.
And since 1010 is a Canadian and Cuban clear, we jump to 1020. KOIL, Plattsmouth, Nebraska, is fighting the noises and sideband interference from nearby Casper, Wyoming. But you can hear those famous call letters that for so many years resided at 1180. Turning the antenna westward only, we're able to pull up another famous set of call letters. And this is a new ID for us. 10Q in California.
Yo creo que se necesita hacer más.
El mañanero con el gordo, de lunes a viernes, de 5 a 9 de la mañana, en la 1020. KTNQ Los Ángeles. Una emisora de radio cadena Univision. La estación oficial del béisbol de Los Angeles.
Somos la 1020.
My, that antenna does a nice job on some channels, doesn't it? And you'll note there's very little of Roswell, even though its major lobe heads our way. The signal hits the side of the antenna and is rejected. And that's part two of our multi-part report from the DX Audio Service Desert Beverage Site in eastern Utah. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll continue this next month. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And before we go over to side two, we have some exciting news. We have a special DX test scheduled for December the 27th through the 29th as two Birmingham, Alabama radio stations, WAPI 1070 and WJOX 690, will conduct DX tests on December the 27th through the 29th from midnight until 3 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, these DX tests are going to be 60-second tests that will be part of a commercial set, so you have to listen very, very carefully. Both WAPI and WJOX will have one test right at the top of the hour. That's 59 minutes just before the top of the ID. WAPI's second test will come at 30 past the hour, each hour between midnight and 3 a.m. WJOX's second test will float between 19 after and about 27 minutes till the hour. So you'll have to listen very carefully. If you hear the test, please contact Les Rayburn, R-A-Y-B-U-R-N, at 100 Center View Drive, Suite 111, Birmingham, Alabama, 35216. And perhaps Tim Hendel might be able to record one of those tests and let us hear what it sounded like. Of course, it'd be more fun just to listen for it yourself, wouldn't it? Hey, we got to get out of here just for a second. Why don't you flip over your tape? We're going to sign off the transmitter, so stand by.
This is WBBM Radio, Chicago. CBS Chicago, the WBBM Air Theater, operating on a frequency of 780 kilocycles and a power of 50,000 watts, is the air now until 5:30 this morning, January 1st, 1962. WBBM is operated by the CBS Radio Division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, Incorporated. This is Jerry Healy wishing you all a very pleasant good night, good morning, and a happy new year. This is WBBM Radio, Chicago.
A live one
is the showmanship station.
There's only one.
WBBM.